The 19th Wife, featuring One Lady's Account of Plural Marriage and Its Woes, being the chronicle of personal experience of Anne Eliza Young, 19th and rebel wife of the leader of the Utah Saints and prophet of the Mormon Church, Brigham Young, written by herself, with an introduction by Mrs. Harriet Beecher Stowe, and including steel plate illustrations. Easton and Company, New York, 1875. The 19th Wife. Preface to the first edition. In the 1 year since I renounced my Mormon faith and set out to tell the nation the truth about American polygamy, many people have wondered why I ever agreed to become a plural wife. Everyone I meet, whether farmer, miner, railman, professor, cleric, or the long-faced senator, and most especially the wives of these, everyone wants to know why I would submit to a marital practice so filled with subjugation and sorrow. When I tell them my father has 5 wives, and I was raised to believe plural marriage is the will of God, these sincere people often ask, "But Mrs. Young, how could you believe such a claim?" Faith, I tell them, is a mystery, elusive to many, and never easy to explain. Now, with the publication of this autobiography, my enemies will no doubt suspect my motives. Having survived attempts on both my life and character, however, I stand unconcerned by their assaults. I have chosen to commit my memories to the page neither for fame, the trough from which I have drunk and would be happy never to return to, nor fortune, although it is true I am without home and have 2 small boys to care for. Simply, I wish to expose the tragic state of polygamy's women, who must live in a bondage not seen in this country since the abolishment of slavery a decade ago, and to reveal the lamentable situation of its children, lonely as they are. I promise, my dear reader, I shall recount my story truthfully, even when it distresses me to do so. In these pages you will come to know my mother, who by religious duty welcomed 4 wives into her husband's bed. You will encounter the old woman forced to share her husband with a girl 1/5 her age. And you shall meet the gentleman with so many wives that when one approaches him on the street, he answers, "Madam, do I know you?" I can and will go on. Under what circumstances does such outrage thrive? The territory of Utah, glorious as it may be, spiked by granite peaks and red jasper rocks, cut by echoing canyons and ravines, spread upon a wide basin of gamma grass and wandering streams, this land of blowing snow and sand, of iron, copper, and the great Salton Sea, Utah, whose scarlet golden beauty marks the best of God's handiwork, the territory of Utah stands defiant as a theocracy within the borders of our beloved democracy. Imperium in imperio. I write not for sensation, but for truth. I leave judgment to the hearts of my good readers everywhere. I am but one, yet to this day countless others lead lives even more destitute and enslaved than mine ever was. Perhaps my story is the exception because I escaped, at great risk, polygamy's conjugal chains, and that my husband is the Mormon Church's prophet and leader, Brigham Young, and I am his 19th and final wife. Sincerely yours, Anne Eliza Young, Summer 1874.
Wife Number 19, A Desert Mystery by Jordan Scott. Prologue, Her Big Boy. According to the St. George Register, on a clear night last June, at some time between 11 and half past, my mom, who isn't anything like this, tiptoed down to the basement of the house I grew up in with a big boy 44 Magnum in her hands. At the foot of the stairs, she knocked on the door to my dad's den. From inside, he called, "Who is it?" She answered, "Me, Becky Lynn." He said, or must have said, "Come in." What happened next? Nearly everyone in Southwest Utah can tell you. She nailed an ace shot and blew his heart clean from his chest. The paper says he was in his computer chair, and from the way the blood splattered the drywall, they're pretty sure the blast spun him 3 times around. At the time of his death, my dad was online playing Texas Hold'em and chatting with 3 people, including someone named Desert Missy. He spent the final seconds of his life in this exchange. Man of the House, 2004. "Hang on." Desert Missy. "Phone?" Man of the House, 2004. "No, my wife." Desert Missy. "Which one?" Man of the House, 2004. Number 19. Sometime later, a few seconds, minutes, Desert Missy wrote, "You there?" Later she tried again. "You there?" Eventually she gave up. They always do. When my mom pulled the trigger, my dad had a full house. 3 fives and a pair of ducks. He was all in. The paper says, although dead, he ended up winning $7,000. I once heard someone on TV say, "We die as we lived." That sounds about right. After my dad was shot, the blood seeped across his gunsandammo.com t-shirt in a heavy stain. He was 67, his face precancerously red. Everything about him was thick and worn from a life boiled by the sun. When I was a kid, I used to dream he was a cowboy. I would imagine him out in the barn, saddling his roan with the white socks, readying himself for a ride of justice. But my dad never rode anywhere for justice. He was a religious con man, a higher up in a church of lies, the kind of schemer who goes around saying, "God meant for man to have many women and children, and they shall be judged on how they obey."